Welcome to the College of Communications news for April 25th, 2016. I'm Nia Reed, topping our news. This morning, President Barack Obama announced an additional 250 Special Operations Forces will be sent to Syria in the coming weeks in a speech in Hanover, Germany, in efforts to stem the influence and spread of ISIS. Obama stressed that U.S. troops will not be leading the fight on the ground, but they will be essential in training and assisting local forces. The plan calls for the additional U.S. forces to advise and assist forces in the area in hopes to grow strong enough to take back territory around Raqqa, Syria, where ISIS is based. Besides its university and football team, State College is also a host in the unique American art style of barbershop music. Center County's chorus, the Nittany Knights, rehearse on Monday evenings at the South Hill School of Business and Technology. Com Radio reporter Annie Casper explains.
Barbershop music is a form of a cappella that grew to popularity in the 1930s. It is performed as a four-part harmony consisting of a tenor, a lead that carries the melody, a baritone, and a bass. While the art form is practiced worldwide, the Nittany Knights began as State College's all-male barbershop chorus in 1962. Musical director Joe Malafarina joined the group around 40 years ago. He says members continue to come from several counties throughout central Pennsylvania.
We're part of a national organization called the Barbershop Harmony Society. We are part of a region called the Mid-Atlantic District. There are about 17 regions in the country, but the Barbershop Harmony Society actually is an international organization.
The Knights sing at local events throughout the year before performing their annual show at the end of April. Chorus manager Jim Kern is in charge of bookings and scheduling performances. He says the group is an important part of the community.
It's a brotherhood, and we all have this common love of music. And we all have this common desire to do good for people. Singing is what they say, singing is praying twice.
Kern sees the tradition of barbershop music continuing in the future. He hopes to see more male singers joining the weekly rehearsals. Events and further information on the Nittany Knights can be found at nittanyknights.org. I'm Ann Casper, reporting for Com Radio.
We will have more news after the break. This is Com Radio News.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to
day.
Be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the College of Communications news for April 25th, 2016. I'm Nia Reed. Ted Cruz and John Kasich are joining forces in a last-ditch effort to deny Donald Trump the Republican presidential nomination. Late Sunday, Cruz and Kasich issue statements saying they will divide their efforts in upcoming contests, with Cruz focusing on Indiana and Kasich devoting his efforts to Oregon and New Mexico. The duo have been working on this for weeks in hopes of blocking Trump from gaining the 1,237 delegates necessary to claim the GOP nomination this summer. Beyoncé shocked the world and made a statement on how she is not someone to be trifled with in her new visual album, Lemonade. The album debuted Saturday night on HBO in an hour-long series of stylized music videos. Beyoncé presented the music world with something they've never seen before, as she sung about relationships, infidelity, empowerment, and love. That's the news for April 25th, 2016. For the entire College of Communications news team, I'm Mia Reed. Have a good day.
This has been a presentation of Students in Comm 360 at Penn State University's College of Communications.